In May this year, there was an event called Shaun Devon in the Upper Hunter with some great Australian musos getting together for some performances. One of them was Jack Jones of Southern Sun's fame. Had an opportunity to have a word to Jack, and I started by talking to him about Southern Sun's debut album and talking about the optimism of the type of music that there was back in the late 80s and early 90s, and to get his thoughts on that.
What a wonderful thing to hear about. You know, that record was a huge... You know, it changed my life.
Yeah.
That record changed the trajectory of you know, the direction that my life was going. And, I still, you know, without sounding like an idiot, like, and that might not, you know, that I may not pull this off, but, you know, I still eat lunch off that record. Like, but it's more than that. Like, but it's so incredible that those songs have been so sustaining over the years, and I've never been more grateful for that time in my life and that experience than, you know, as I get older, because you run into people that have had these experiences, or that record is still a part of their lives, and certain songs were of some significance during that period, and you know these people are still around.
Yes,
like, and they're coming, and they come to the shows.
Jack, I've got to ask you, it says here that on the evening with Shaun Devon, you'll be sharing stories as well as songs. I'm wondering, stories, would they incorporate your Van Halen cover band that you were a part of back in the 80s?
The funny thing about that band is that was the step before me joining Southern Sun.
Right.
And that band was Virgil Donati, our drummer, played in that band. It was his band. He kind of put that band together.
Yeah.
And, he initially called me and offered me the job as the singer in that band. And I was like, I'm not a singer. I can't sing, but I'd love to audition as the guitar player. Do you have a guitar player?
Mm.
And he was like, well, we kind of do have a guitar player, but if you'd like to audition, then, you know. and Virgil always had this way of, like, kind of sniffing out young...
talent?
Gifted musicians, yeah. And he always developed them. He had this sort of penchant for taking young guys under his wing and really, encouraging them and nurturing them. And I was fortunate enough to become one of those people. And I still, to this day, you know, I love the guy like a brother. And you know, we still collaborate on different projects. I just worked on his last project. And you know, we recently, a couple of years ago, did that, or a year and a half ago, we did the, had the Southern Sons reunion, which was fantastic. So, yeah, look, I guess Hans Valen,
that was
it. It might get a Guernsey. It's a very short, our sets are quite short. They're like 30 minutes. So it's a nice, 30 minutes across three acts, three artists is.
So can we expect an acoustic version of Hot for Teacher? Is that what we're looking forward to?
Yeah. You know, the other day I pulled out an acoustic, and I was like, someone had asked me, for some reason, somebody made a comment on one of my socials or something about a version of You Really Got Me that I used to do before we did, like, the Van Halen version. And that I think was the thing that Virgil heard at soundcheck one day. And it was like, hey, can I come out to the car and have a listen to some songs? Mm-hmm. You know, and the rest is history.
Is history, as they say.
Hot for Teacher, that's such a fun song to play.
I'll bet. It's a great song to listen to. Jack, thank you very much. Enjoy the gigs, and we appreciate your time.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks for having me, mate.